Hey, Elissa Walker Campbell, welcome back inside the Quicken Loan Studios at the all-new SB Nation Radio and the Big E Sports Show. In our next segment, it's time to roll up our sleeves. We're going to get down, we're going to get dirty, because in our next segment, you know what? We're going to talk about the Texas Longhorns. We are searching for some answers. It's been reported Texas is looking to part ways with their head coach. And so it is time now to open up the Progressive Insurance Celebrity Guest Line. We're going to welcome in Steve Habel, who is the senior editor with Horns Illustrated. You can check him out online at hornsillustrated.com. Good evening, Steve.
Hi, Alyssa. Thanks for having me back on.
Okay, it's good to have you on. Good to hear your voice. And, of course, college football, it is a bottom-line business. And I know throughout the season, as we come to an end, 16-20, it is just not good enough for an elite program that is accustomed to competing for championships. As we step back and just kind of summarize this season, what do you think the biggest problem has been?
Well, Alyssa, you know, Coach Strong has struggled here to produce wins, especially against the teams that he should beat. The last week's loss to Kansas was quite humiliating for the university. I mean, whenever you play a team that hasn't won an FBS game in 3 years, you're supposed to win those games. And that's what troubles people the most around here. Not that the kids don't play hard, not that the kids are not competitive, but they lose games that they're not supposed to lose. And there's really no explanation for going to Kansas and laying the ball on the ground six times. And that problem with Charlie is his ability to get the kids to play up to their level when they need to has been the biggest problem here at Texas.
Well, Charlie Strong is a respected coach. Why has he not been able to get these guys to finish out games, to finish strong, and not come up short?
You know, I think that's a $64,000 question here. He's a motivator of players. The kids love to play for him, and they seem to. They say
right.
They do. They're very supportive of him, especially mm-hmm. during this time where it looks like he's going to be losing his job. And on Monday, they had more than 50 players show up at his press conference to show support for him. You know, he just, I don't know if it's a combination of youth and a combination of the schedule. You know, Coach Strong did say in the Monday press conference that you got to give the people that they're playing some credit. Not necessarily Kansas, but everybody else as far as, you know, the conference is pretty salty. Oklahoma's good. Oklahoma State's good. Baylor's been good, but not really good this year. TCU's been good, not really good this year. But it's not like these teams are guys that are laying down for them.
You know, you're at those press conferences, you are at the games, and you have the opportunity to go one-on-one and visit with the players. Give us a pulse of how much they really do love Charlie Strong, as you were just talking about, because he truly is a player's coach.
Yeah, he is. The players, every one of them say how much they love Coach Strong and how much they love playing for him. I just don't know how that's translated to the field, Alyssa. I mean, whenever you go to Kansas and you don't beat a team that is literally just a glorified high school team is what we always think about at Kansas. Obviously, they're not their Division I team, but Texas should not have been in any position to lose against Kansas. So you have to worry about preparation, execution, and just heart of the team. I mean, when we played football, it was a situation where you just refused to lose, especially to a team like that you should dominate. And I don't know if Texas has that killer instinct, and that's one thing they've always lacked under Coach Strong.
Steve Habel with us tonight at SB Nation Radio, the Big E Sports Show. Of course, you can check him out, Horns Illustrated, wonderful magazine, hornsillustrated.com. And as you're talking about, you know, there's been so many ups and downs throughout the 3 years of Coach Strong and the time that he's been there. He's not up to par. I mean, why have they held out on this decision and not just gone ahead and immediately fired him? Because I have to tell you, watching the press conference and postgame, especially after that Kansas game, that was heartbreaking to watch and very painful.
Yeah, it was really difficult to be there, Alyssa, and to watch him. You know, he really had no answers to why the players didn't play well. He was very emotionally wrought, and it was difficult to even ask him questions at that press conference because of the way he was, his physical countenance. And, you know, it's a tough deal. And why they haven't fired him, because he's actually doing everything right off the field. The kids don't get in trouble. They don't, you know, every one of them is on a track to graduate on the team. You know, there's never a problem with character about Texas. They're molding these players into total package men, not just football players. And he stood up at the Monday press conference and talked about that, about how the program is on a strong foundation now, and how it affects him when they lose. He said that the other night on Saturday when he got home from the Kansas game, he literally sat in his den and stared at the wall for hours trying to figure out how he was going to get through this, how the players were going to get through this, how many people that he said that he felt he let down by losing the game to Kansas. It's a tough road for him right now.
You're listening to the voice of Steve Habel from Horns Illustrated tonight at the all-new SB Nation Radio, the Big E Sports Show. We absolutely love to connect with you. Join us at Twitter at eRadio Sports. You can also check out our amazing website at eradiosports.com and also go back. And twice is always nice. You can listen to this entire show and all of our amazing hosts at our network at podcastarena.com. That is podcastarena.com. Okay, so as we zero in on Texas, tell us, how desirable is the Texas job? Is it the best job in the country?
And I have a hard time thinking that it's not. It's still, you know, the Texas still has all the resources and anybody needs to get things done here. Whoever walks into this job, if Coach Strong gets fired, will inherit a team that's pretty darn good. He said in his Monday press conference that he truly believes that there's talent enough on this team to win the national championship, and it will be done in the next couple of years. You know, you look at some of the games, you know, Texas has lost a lot of close games. The one game they haven't lost by a close version was to Oklahoma State. It's a good program, a good team, a good bunch of players. We just don't know if this is the right fit for Charlie Strong.
We're going to have to wait and see. Of course, we've been visiting with Steve Habel from Horns Illustrated. Connect with our audience. Steve, where can they check you out online?
HornsIllustrated.com, or you can look at us up at Twitter at Steve Habel or at Horns Illustrated.
We certainly appreciate you carving out some time. Thanks so much, Steve, and happy holidays. Enjoy this weekend.
You too, Alyssa. Take care.
You bet. Much more coming your way right here at the all-new SB Nation Radio and the Big E Sports Show. Stay close.